Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today is Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this spring, the beef industry has rolled out a new artificial intelligence bean by the name of Chuck to interact with today's consumers. Tell us about Chuck.
Absolutely. Chuck knows beef. It's the only all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence. It's here and ready to help consumers as their personal guide to all things beef. And Chuck Knows Beef was developed as part of the Checkoff's priority of revolutionizing the beef shopping experience.
And both Alexa and your Google Home Assistant know Chuck.
There are nearly 50 million smart speaker owners in the U.S. today, with the two most popular devices being Amazon Alexa and the Google Home Assistant. And Chuck Knows Beef is available as a skill on both of these popular smart speakers.
And you can also hook up with Chuck by going to chuckknowsbeef.com. And Chuck's also available at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Well, cash cattle trades expected to remain very sluggish today with very limited interest in any asking prices or bids. The firm cash market support last week should spark some additional underlying momentum from feed yard managers, although underlying softness in futures trade could limit market potential. The recent developments of the midweek trade may spark some additional interest over the next couple of days, but most activity may still be delayed until the second week of the, or at least the second half of this week. Futures trades expected mixed to moderately lower today following firm pressure in live cattle and feeder cattle trade yesterday. This could bring additional momentum back into the complex the next couple of days, but price volatility is likely here so far during this session. Follow-through pressure is expected early this morning in the hog futures following aggressive early week losses. Traders continue to wrestle with increased underlying concerns that the previous hype and expectations surrounding China demand for pork may be overbuilt. The potential of a trade deal with China and the need for pork due to African swine fever in China will create opportunities in the near and long-term future. Well, another day, another new contract low on Kansas City wheat as conditions remain favorable around the globe and U.S. wheat is poised to lose market share in the 2019-20. Now, rains are still on tap for Oklahoma and Texas this week, which should boost conditions there. While weather watchers continue to monitor Kansas's developing dryness, national winter wheat conditions improved by 2 points to 62% good to excellent versus 31% last year. Corn futures are weaker this morning, attempting to close lower for the fourth session in the last five as planting progress tries to catch up to normal and managed funds smell blood in the water. And soybeans are a touch weaker this morning, stabilizing just above yesterday's 4.5-month lows. The focus is not on soybeans at the moment, at least not until something concrete comes from the trade talks with either China, Japan, or the European Union. We're going to check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, June live cattle was down 110 yesterday, 121.57. August down 97 cents, 118.77. May feeder cattle down 72 at 150.80. August down 105 at 159.62. May hogs down 117, 89.02. June down 297 at 93.77. Kansas City wheat, May was down 8.25 at 411.75. July was down 7.5, 418.25. Chicago wheat, May down 8.5, 435.75. July was down 6.5 at 441.75. May corn down 3.75 yesterday, 354.75. July was down 3.75 at 363.5. May soybeans down 3.5, 877. July down 3.5, 890.75. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.